Jim Borgman is a Pulitzer Prize-winning editorial cartoonist for the Cincinnati Enquirer, but he is far better known for drawing the daily comic strip Zits, which focuses on the life of 15-year-old Jeremy Duncan, a prototypical middle-class suburban American teen, plus his friends and parents. Borgman creates Zits in collaboration with Jerry Scott, who acts primarily as the writer of the team, but because Scott lives in Southern California, the two partners rarely see each other face-to-face. Borgman says they compensate by talking together frequently, sometimes several times a day, to develop the material that will eventually emerge in the strip.
We kind of gin up a bunch of material just in the course of talking. Stuff that's going on in our houses, stuff we overheard, whatever it might be. Jerry goes back to his quiet little studio and plays with these characters in his head, going wherever the winds blow his thoughts. He's the first to write it down, and he draws the characters and paces it out the way a storyboard might be done for animation. And he faxes that to me, and then I'll tweak or make suggestions to the writing and redraw the thing the way I see it. And we bat it back and forth like that a couple times before we settle on the final thing, and then I go ahead and ink that. So I just feel like I get to do the fun part.
Scott and Borgman first met in the early 90s as board members for the National Cartoonist Society. They developed a friendship when they were stuck together on a delayed plane flight. A few years later, Scott brought Borgman the concept that became Zits, and their partnership began in 1997. After 20-odd years of working alone, Borgman says he now relishes having a creative outlet that involves teamwork.
With the editorial cartoons, I come each day and I have no partner except the newspaper. Whoever in Washington may have said something idiotic that day. I'm pulling that all together myself, and I'm in a room with a closed door most of the day, and I emerge with a final product. The comic strip is a joy in the sense that somewhere in the middle of the day, the fax machine rings, and here I am half the way to a finished comic strip.
Scott also writes the dialogue for another popular daily comic strip, Baby Blues. But even with their combined professional experience, neither of them expected Zits would take off as rapidly as it did.
In the very beginning, we thought, this sure looks good to us. I hope other people see that too. So once it was launched in July of 1997, it got into several hundred newspapers, and we were up to 500 within a few months, which is, you know, astronomical in newspaper terms. And now we're in 1,500 newspapers and pretty much all around the world.
One key to that success, Borgman believes, is the way it balances the perspective of teens and parents.
We like to think that in Zits we take the kids' point of view as often as we take the parents' point of view, and readers reflect back to us that that's kind of what they like, that sometimes the parent cuts out the strip and tapes it on the teenager's bathroom mirror as if to say, see, this is how you are. But then just as often, I think, the kids can cut out the strip and thrust it in the parents' face.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.